as required by the law, Governor Scott Friday received a list of 132 death row convicts. The Florida legislature enacted the Timely Justice Act this year, with sponsors saying it would cut down on frivolous appeals and move people through the capital punishment process more quickly. Protesters said it would create a flurry of new death warrants and could lead to innocent people being denied the chance to prove it. But the law does not require the governor to act more quickly.
The governor determines when clemency will be denied.
Mark Schlackman of the Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights says that means the law's sponsors are not seeing their goal of getting warrants signed more quickly achieved.
And the Timely Justice Act essentially would have little or no impact upon that whatsoever.
Schlackman, who conducted clemency reviews under former Governor Lawton Chiles, calls the Timely Justice Act a distraction and says lawmakers should instead review the fairness of the state's clemency system. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.